This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel called Tuesday for new sanctions against Iran as part of the response to the Iranian military and some of its allies launching an unprecedented aerial attack on the Jewish state over the weekend. Israel Foreign Minister Israel Katz said on social media he reached out to more than 30 nations to push for sanctions against Iran's missile program and for declaring Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. The U.S. is one of the several countries that have already designated the Revolutionary Guard as a terror group. Since October, the U.S. has imposed several rounds of sanctions targeting the Iranian ballistic missile program as UN sanctions had expired. U.S. defense officials said Iran launched some 350 missiles and drones at Israel April 13th and 14th, and estimate 99% of them were shot down. Israeli leaders credited a coordinated response from the U.S. and the International Military Coalition with helping thwart the direct Iranian attack. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb spoke with VOA's International Edition about that response.
The U.S. was not the only one helping Israel out here. Israel has its own defenses, but then there were American fighter jets. There were American ships that were helping with this. There were British fighter jets. The French helped. The Jordanians were also shooting down some of those drones. And I've been told by an official that Saudi Arabia and the UAE were providing intel to help the allies shoot down these targets.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations disrupted travel on several U.S. roadways Monday in the states of Illinois, New York, and in the Pacific Northwest, and on the busy, iconic West Coast Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Traffic on the six-lane suspension bridge came to a standstill as several protesters chained themselves to parked vehicles. About 20 people were arrested and taken into custody, according to the California Highway Patrol. The protest halted traffic in both directions for a time. This is VOA News. Authorities in Australia say a knife attack during a service at an Assyrian church in Sydney that injured a bishop was a terrorist act motivated by suspected religious extremism. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
At least four people were wounded in the attack, including Bishop Marmari Emmanuel of the Assyrian Christ the Good Shepherd Church during a live stream service that occurred on Monday. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the incident disturbing.
There is no place for violence in our community.
Police arrested a male teenager at the scene. It's the second major stabbing attack in just 3 days in Australia's most populous city, after six people were killed and 12 injured in a knife attack at a beachside mall in the Bondi area on Saturday. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, Tuesday called on North Korea to have a real and productive dialogue with the United States during her visit to a border village inside the Korean demilitarized zone. In comments made during her visit to the border village of Panmunjom inside the DMZ that serves as a buffer zone between North and South Korea, Thomas-Greenfield reconfirmed Washington's willingness to engage in talks with North Korea and that the U.S. holds no hostile intent to the nation.
We have held the doors open for meaningful diplomacy, and we remain open to dialogue, real, productive dialogue, without preconditions. Let me repeat that. Dialogue without preconditions.
The U.S. UN ambassador arrived in South Korea Sunday. She will also visit Tokyo later this week, where she's expected to hold meetings with senior Japanese officials. The news agency Press Trust of India reports at least four people have drowned after a boat carrying a group of people capsized in a river in the Indian-controlled Kashmir region Tuesday. The boat capsized in the Jhelum River near Srinagar in the region's main city. Copenhagen's centuries-old stock exchange building was engulfed with fire Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A fire has raged through one of Copenhagen's oldest buildings, causing the collapse of the iconic spire from the 17th-century-old stock exchange as passers-by rushed to help emergency services save priceless paintings and other valuables. The Danish culture minister says it's touching to see how many people lent their hand to save art treasures. One man jumping off his bicycle on his way to work to help in the effort. The fire began on Tuesday morning in the copper roof of the old stock exchange, or Børsen, spreading to much of the building and at the roof, parts of which also collapsed and destroyed the building's interior. The cause of the fires not immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.